Okay, so have you ever noticed how maybe some of the products or services you're looking at, they seem to be reaching you differently now?
Yeah, definitely. Less through the usual ads, maybe. More
Yeah,
direct.
exactly. Maybe, I don't know, a bit more personal somehow. Well, today we're going to dig into what's driving that. It's this really interesting shift in who actually controls the story, the narrative when something's being sold. And our deep dive today, it's actually based on this one very specific piece of information. Super focus.
That's it. And the source material, well, it sounds simple. Excerpts from Seller's Pursuit of Marketing Control.
Okay.
But don't let that fool you. It's
Really?
short, yeah, but it really unpacks this big rebalancing act, power shifting in how things get presented to us, the buyers.
Okay, so let's get right to it then. The core idea, the thing this whole deep dive hinges on, straight from the source, is this. Sellers seek more control over marketing their listings.
Simple statement, big implications.
Right. On the surface, seems obvious, maybe.
Yeah.
But, when you start pulling at that thread,
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
So, what does this really mean for you listening? Whether you're selling something, buying something, or just kind of curious about how markets work.
Well, what's really fascinating, and the source gets into this, is why they want this control and how they're getting it. It's not just, oh, I'd prefer to do it myself.
Right.
It's becoming like a strategic need for a lot of sellers. They're done with just handing their stuff over to someone else and, crossing their
Hoping
fingers.
for the best, yeah.
Exactly. They know their product, their service better than anyone, right? They've got the passion.
True.
And this direct control lets that genuine voice come through. It bypasses some of those traditional middlemen, those gatekeepers.
Okay, but I'm wondering, how are they actually doing it? Like, the nuts and bolts. Wanting control is one thing, but how do they get it? Does the source talk about the practical side?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The document points heavily towards, well, technology mainly, and also how we as consumers are changing. Okay. Think about direct-to-consumer, D2C. We see it everywhere now, even for big things like houses or really expensive items.
Right, not just t-shirts anymore.
Not at all. Sellers are using these amazing digital tools, website builders that are easy to use, CRM platforms that track customers, stuff that used to cost a fortune and only big companies had.
Yeah.
They're crunching data to figure out who their audience is, making their own photos and videos, telling their own story on social media, through emails, even using things like VR tours.
Wow.
And get this, the source specifically mentions sellers using AI tools
AI.
to write ad copy, personalize messages,
Yeah.
do it really fast and at a huge scale, stuff an individual seller just couldn't dream of doing a few years ago.
That is a massive change from the old way, just handing it off to an agent or a platform.
Huge pivot, yeah.
So if sellers are basically becoming their own little marketing agencies, doesn't that like really challenge the people who used to do that, the traditional folks?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
What does the source say about, say, real estate agents or ad agencies? Are
Yeah.
they worried?
It definitely brings up this idea of disintermediation, cutting out the middleman.
Right.
If sellers can market better, or at least more authentically on their own, yeah, it could mean less reliance on agents or big online marketplaces that take a big cut, or even traditional ad firms in some cases.
What happens to them?
The source suggests they might need to shift, pivot, Their value can't just be, I'll market your listing.
Okay.
It might become more about offering specialized skills, maybe helping with complex legal stuff or reaching really niche markets or doing super advanced data analysis that, the average seller still can't easily do.
So less gatekeeper, more specialist advisor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Strategic support rather than just being the channel.
Okay, let's flip this. What about for the buyer? If you're out there looking for something, what does all this mean for your experience? Do things feel different when you're browsing?
That's a great question. As a buyer, yeah, you probably are encountering listings that sound different.
How so?
You might get that much more direct voice from the seller, less filtered, maybe.
Okay. Which could be good or bad.
Right. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. You get the authenticity, the passion straight from the horse's mouth, which can build trust. But it also means things might be less consistent. The quality of the presentation could be all over the place.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You'll likely see more creative marketing too, maybe some weird stuff, because sellers aren't stuck using one platform's boring template or one agent's style.
Right.
So maybe a little more work for the buyer. You have to be a bit more discerning, figure out what's credible, because some of that traditional vetting by the middleman might be less intense.
So more discovery, maybe more excitement, but also need a sharper eye.
Precisely. It demands a bit more from the buyer, I think.
It really sounds like this whole shift, the seller control thing, it's not just about making things efficient. It's really changing how we find stuff and how we decide who or what to trust in the market.
Absolutely. There's a lot there. The source really frames it as a fundamental power shift. Who holds the microphone, basically?
Yeah.
It's not just a fad. It's a deep recalibration of who influences how we see things, who gets to promote things. Sellers are realizing, hey, I know this best. My story matters.
That's their unique selling proposition almost.
Exactly. Their expertise, their personal connection, that's potent marketing. And this sort of self-sovereignty in marketing, it lets them be faster, react quicker, get direct feedback from buyers. It's driving innovation we're probably just starting to grasp.
Wow. Okay. So this whole deep dive, it really started from just that one little sentence. Sellers seek more control over marketing their listings.
Mm.
But look where it took us. The why, the tech, the impact on buyers, on the traditional players.
Yeah.
It's a really complex transformation, isn't it?
It really is. That concise statement. It's actually a super powerful nugget of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because it captures this huge macro level change in just how business gets done. It's about empowering the source, the individual, and maybe breaking down some of those old centralized ways.
Which, naturally, leads us to a pretty interesting final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah.
If this trend continues, right, if sellers keep getting more and more control over their own marketing,
yeah,
what happens next? What kind of, I don't know, innovations or disruptions pop up in those traditional marketing channels?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe bigger picture, how does that fundamentally change selling itself?
Yeah.
And how we, as consumers, engage with it all.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What does happen to the middleman when potentially everyone can be their own marketing powerhouse?
Exactly. A lot to think about, all from that one core idea.
Definitely food for thought.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it gives you some interesting angles to consider about market control, maybe in your own world.